last program with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, featuring Roy Boggy, Ramona, Jack Fulton, Peggy Healy, Bob Lunt, Jack Teagarden, and the Rondeliers Quartet. And now here's Paul Whiteman himself.
Good evening, everybody. I want to present our master of ceremonies, the little man with the big vocabulary, who can introduce anything from Inky Dinky Doo to Carmen, and anybody from Baby Peggy to Al Jolson, and do them all justice. People call him Deems Taylor, because that's his name. And here he is.
Thank you, Paul, and I'll try to do you justice, or better. And by the way, I just had a wire from our old partner, Al Jolson, saying he was coming back to the Kraft program in 2 weeks, on February 8th, to be exact, with a fund of new Hollywood stories and songs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as I may do a good deal of talking before the end of this program, I think it's best that we just begin the entertainment without any more nonsense by having Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the Rondeliers play and sing the new English song hit, Peter Peter.
Hear a song entitled Inka Dinka Doo. It was written by a syndicate composed of James Schnozzle Durante, the eminent comedian, Ben Ryan, Harry Donnelly, and Dave Dreyer. And is a remarkable example of what can be accomplished by unity of purpose, good teamwork, fresh air, and deep breathing. It was introduced to the public by Mr. Durante and is being sung tonight by Miss Peggy Healy. Mr. Durante, as you doctors remember, is celebrated for the size of his nose, whereas Miss Healy belongs rather to the Pekingese school. If it were possible, therefore, to add their noses and divide the result by two, you would have something approximating a normal human face. However, that is beside the point, which is that we are about to hear Inka Dinka Doo, played by Paul Whiteman's orchestra and sung by Peggy Schnozzelette Healy. Yeah.
a-dink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo. Oh, what a tune, a macaroni. A-dink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing may their own paradise land singing. Ink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo, this be me. Ink-a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing may their own paradise land singing. Ink-a-dink-a-doo, a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo, simply me. Ink-a-dink-a-dee, a-dink-a-doo.
Something now that you seldom hear outside the Metropolitan Opera House. A duet between the tenor and the bass. You may or may not be familiar with the name of John Mercer. If you are not, you need only to be told that he writes the Paul Whiteman clam bass. But he also has his lighter side and writes song lyrics. One that you may dimly recall is Lazy Bones. Another is a duet that is our next offering, Fare You Well to Harlem. The tenor role will be sung by Mr. Mercer himself, and the bass will be sung by Jack Teagarden. That's right, Teagarden. There is a certain similarity between the tenor and bass roles, inasmuch as both singers are baritones and one of them plays a trombone. Also, the fact that both are going to sing in Negro dialect isn't going to make it any easier for you to tell them apart. In fact, the whole idea may be practically worthless, but anyhow, they're going to try it.
You sure look cute. You must have on your traveling suit. It looks as if you really got to go somewhere. Now, Mr. Mercer, you spoke above. You just got time for one more look. Mr. Teagarden is leaving you for fair. Well, fare thee well to Harlem. Fare thee well to nightlife. Going back where I can lead the right life. Fare thee well to Harlem.
Beat it, Mr. Cotton.
Things are tight to Harlem. I know how to fix this. Step aside, I'm gonna Mason Dixon. Fare thee well to Harlem. Lately here my soul is reaching for the Bible kindly teaching. Wants to hear the Reverend preaching, love each other.
Can't you hear the organ playing? Can't you hear the folks a-praying?
There's a voice within me saying he's all brother. So fare thee well to Harlem. All this then is righteous. Going back where everybody's righteous. Fare thee well to Harlem. Fare thee well.
Order? Escort Mr. Teagarden to the Houston Limited. Upper berth number 10.
Hey, Mr. Mercer, stop that train. I don't want that old-time stuff. I've got to have an aeroplane. I can't get there fast enough.
So, Mr. Peagarden, shows you bone. I'll do anything you say. Take off, brother, blow your horn. Let me see you fly away.
Making appetizers, combining this and that with cheese to get just the flavor you want, you'll be delighted the first time you make appetizers and sandwiches with Kraft Cheese Spread. All you need to do is to put your favorite Kraft Cheese Spread on crackers or thin slices of bread, and you have the most delightful appetizers you ever tasted. It's just as simple as that. Kraft Cheese Spreads are delicious. They're pure, wholesome. There are four of them. Kraft Pimento Cream Spread, Kraft K, Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread, and Kraft Roquefort Cream Spread. They are made by combining various tasty relishes and spices with Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Now, the fifth Kraft cheese spread is Kraft Creamed Old English, famous in its own right. Its sharp cheddar flavor has been celebrated for years. When you do your shopping, ask your dealer for Kraft cheese spread. You'll find that he has them in the new Swanky Swig glasses, thin, modern drinking glasses, which you can use again and again for any beverage. Buy the complete assortment of Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow. You'll like the fine flavor of the cheese, and you'll like the convenience and style of the new Swanky Swig glasses.
Just a minute, Ramona. Ramona, stop it. Stop it. You don't want to be anonymous, do you? Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ramona playing the interrupter, which she is not going to sing in a minute. Just now, I want to read you some of my fan mail. Here's a letter from Athens, Pennsylvania. Dear Mr. Taylor, on your Thursday program, you announced that Ramona would now sing a song that had never been sung on the air, called, in other words, We're Through. Soon after she began, I turned my receiver over to another station, there, Ramona, and lo and behold, somebody was just finishing the same song. From Grimsby Beach, Ontario, Astoria, Long Island, Lisbon, Ohio, New York, and Bridgeport, Connecticut. Dear sir, you were wrong in saying that Ramona sang that song for the first time on the air, etc. All right, she didn't sing it for the first time on the air. And tonight she's not going to sing something else for the first time on the air either. Even if she says she is, I don't believe it. It's called He Raised His Hat, according to Ramona, and I don't even believe that.
It was a lovely summer evening, and I was feeling gay. Picked up my gloves, put on my hat, started right on my way. It was a lovely summer evening, and when I reminisce, I can see it all, and I recall it happened something like this. The sky was full of moon, the moon was full of smiles, I was full of joy and ecstasy. He raised his hat, I raised my eyes, it was easy as ABC. The trees were full of birds, The birds were full of song. The song kept saying, kiss her tenderly. So he raised his arms and I raised my lips. And now he belonged to me. He said, would you like to cuddle? Would you like a little bit of love? I said, of course I'd like to cuddle. What do you think that I'm made of? And now we've got a house. The house is full of rooms. Of course you know we've got a nursery. He raised his hat. I raised my eyes. Now he belongs to me. Would you like to cuddle? Would you like a little bit of love? I said, of course I'd like to cuddle. What do you think that I'm made of? And now we've got a house. The house is full of rooms. Of course you know we've got a nursery. Cause he raised his hat, I raised my eyes, and now he belongs to me.
A few months ago, I announced the beginning of a campaign on Mr. Whiteman's part to restore the waltz to its old-time favor in this country. Reports from Europe indicated that the waltz was coming back into universal popularity on the continent, and Mr. Whiteman resolved to do his part toward making it a favorite here. Tonight, on the basis of fairly complete returns, I'm able to announce that while nobody is now waltzing, it wasn't waltzing at the time the campaign began, at least nobody has given up waltzing. So the campaign may be said to be a success. And as a result of that triumph, Mr. Whiteman is now engaged in a crusade to put the tango over the top. And we have every expectation that this campaign will be just as successful as the other. Tonight he is firing the opening gun and two saxophone players. And the name of the former is Dusk, a new tango played by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Thank you. Wait a minute. We've got to announce this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we now approach an event for which you have been waiting all evening with ill-concealed indifference. I refer, of course, to the official Paul Whiteman Weekly Clam Bake. The words are, as usual, by John Mercer, with music by Bartlett, the well-known author of Bartlett's familiar quotation. The title of this week's little gem is Alice in Movie Land, and the plot concerns the adventures of little Alice, a waitress from Marceline, Missouri. The cast includes Peggy Healy as Alice, Darrell Woodyard as the mayor of Hollywood, John Mercer as nothing in particular, Roy Halley as Tom Mix and Jimmy Durante, Bob Lawrence as John Barrymore, Ramona as Mae West, Marlena Dietrich, and Greta Garbo, the Rondeliers as Metro Goldwyn, Paul Whiteman as Paramount and Universal, and the orchestra as famous players. And by the way, I want you to notice our rain effect. It is produced by a machine that is the result of months of experimental research, and it's simply marvelous. You'd swear you were hearing somebody pour sand out of a box. As our story opens, Alice has been discovered by a director who arranges for her to go to Hollywood. We now find her on the world's fastest westbound train, rapidly approaching the capital of filmdom.
Marceline, St. Louis, Kansas City, Denver, Needles, San Bernardino, Pasadena, all out for Hollywood.
This is very unusual weather, but we natives, we love it.
Singing in the rain, we're singing in the rain. What unusual weather, it's raining again. The sun may not shine, but we're all feeling fine. We're singing in the rain.
As the mayor of the city, I'm your welcoming committee, and you ought to know. Off I'm gonna drive you to the studio. Here we are, on the lot, see the stars being shot.
Why, there is Wallace Beery and Clark Gable, too.
There they are. Here are you.
Oh, it's wonderful, marvelous, to see the movie stars.
He's the one, you know, the one whose name I saw on all the chocolate bars.
Who is that vision so flowery? Who is that dame dressed to kill?
Mm-hmm.
She is the belle of the Bowery.
Oh.
And her name is Diamond Lil. Speak up, Miss West.
Talk about me, babe.
Get it off your chest.
Please. Greta Garbo sat on the wall. And Greta Garbo had a great fall. And since I make my sensational climb, I'm afraid she'll never come up.
There's a big time in sports, only is it name of course.
Only there was never a truer horse, now he's old, and I need a newer horse, shot his bolt. So I've got to get a new horse from Tony's wife, Elon.
There? Why, that's John Barrymore.
Oh, poor man, I feel sorry for him. He's all alone. There's John Barrymore. He's the famous knave of hearts. He's all alone, standing there all alone, while he's memorizing all his thoughts, poor man.
To act or not to act for you. The question is, what to act for you? Shall I simply strike a classic pose and elevate my Grecian nose? To act or not to act?
The question is, can you act?
Well, 50 million women can't be wrong.
Yes, sir, she's a neat trick, yes, sir. Can't you see trick here in Marlene Dietrich now?
Oh, look, Marlene's in pants.
I took off my Alice blue gown, and I put on my trousers of brown. If you want to go far, dear, perhaps be a star, dear. Then Alice, wear trousers of brown.
As the Mad Hatter, do you suppose that Jimmy Durante, half man, half nose?
I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard the other day when I bumped into that tough gangster Jimmy Cagney. He ups to me and says, "Say, Schnozzle, let's go get Joan Crawford and hold up a ransom." So I says, "Not me. Let Ransom get his own women." It's stupendous. It's colossal. It's even mediocre. I can do without movies. What can movies do without me? No. The movies can't do without me.
Very strange. We to no voice and to no range. One can earn such a fabulous sum. But the pooners today prove that money must pay. And so a change a go home.
And leave the picture. What?
Gonna take a flick screen. I know we're fake.
How about Alice?
Please let me take the heroine part. I know every line by heart. And I could play the whole thing through.
There's no need to worry, sweet Alice is here. Sweet Alice will save the day.
When I am in pictures, I'll bring down the house, playing love scenes with Mr. Mickey Mouse.
She'll play love.
Don't forget to tune in on next week
for the Kraft Cheese
Great Bank Robbery.
Kraft Cimento Cream Spread. Real Spanish pimientos combined with spices, olives, Philadelphia cream cheese, everything needed to make a tasty cheese spread. Kraft Pineapple Cream Spread. Real Hawaiian pineapple combined with Philadelphia cream cheese and spices. It's delicious and different. Kraft K. Ah, now there's an old friend, one you've always liked. Relish and spice and everything nice. Kraft Roquefort Cream Spread. A combination of imported Roquefort and Philadelphia cream cheese that makes delicious appetizers and sandwiches. Kraft Creamed Old English. A sharp cheddar flavor that men in particular enjoy. There's still more to the story. All five of these Kraft cheese spreads are packed in the new Swanky Twig glasses. Thin, modern, gaily decorated glasses you can use for any purpose after the cheese is gone. Go to your grocer and ask for a Kraft cheese spread. Kraft cheese spreads in the new Swanky Twig glasses.
This is Dean Taylor introducing the second half of the Kraft program. Big Felt Follies opened in New York a short time ago. And tonight, Mr. Whiteman, his orchestra, and his vocalists are offering a medley of the outstanding numbers from the score. Ramona and the orchestra lead off with Suddenly.
happened to me. Suddenly a thrill went through me. Suddenly that something drew me into your arms. Suddenly the strangest feeling. Suddenly the room went reeling. Suddenly the floor and ceiling fell for your charm. I don't remember the time of day, or if we spoke of the weather. The hurdy-gurdies began to play, so our Herzen got together. Suddenly with no pretending, suddenly our lips were blending. Suddenly that happy ending happened to come true.
Tonight we have the added pleasure of numbering among our guests in the studio Mr. Yip Harburg, who wrote the lyrics for the new Ziegfeld Show. Mr. Harburg has written lyrics for any number of musical comedies and motion pictures, including Earl Carroll's Sketchbook, The Garrick Gaiety, Shoot the Works, Americana, and Moonlight and Pretzels, and has written such individual outstanding song hits as Only a Paper Moon, I'm Yours, April in Paris, and Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Before going on with the music, I'm going to follow the best radio tradition and interview Mr. Harburg for the benefit of our listeners. I've never interviewed anybody on the air before, and so I can't guarantee you much. But I can promise you that this won't be much sillier than the average radio interview. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harburg. Now, Mr. Harburg, we're all interested to know...
I know. Which comes first, the words or the music?
Well, Mr. Harburg, since you asked me, I should say that it all depends.
Now, let me put it another way, Mr. Taylor.
You mean, do the music or the words come first?
I'm so glad you asked me, Mr. Taylor. What do you think?
But to get back to the subject, Mr. Harburg, do the words or the music come first?
As a rule, the check comes first.
Oh, you don't write grand operas. How did you get your start?
I started by writing verse for FTA's column in the New York Tribune.
Oh, yes?
But that didn't discourage me. From there, I began writing on censors.
Yes?
And did I give up?
Did you?
No, sir. I worked my way right down to sidewalk.
And then?
The rest was easy. I began writing songs.
Do you attribute your success to hard work?
No. Just talent.
What do I say now?
Won't you ask me where I get my inspiration from?
All right, I'll be a sport. Where do you?
May I explain it in doggerel?
Sure, get along, little doggerel.
You see, Mr. Taylor, a sunset in June never fails to evoke from my heart a ventricular awe. The well-managed note from the nightingale's throat makes me leap up and holler, hurrah! Puccini's sweet strain or Michelangelo's stroke prompts my pulse to pitter aloud, while my senses just swoon at the sight of the moon as it plays peekaboo with a cloud. The fragrance of jasmine unbalances me, and a whisper of love echoes clear through the length of my spine, and I'm there with the brine when sentiment summons a tear. In short, I'm a bundle of whimsy and fire, a songwriter down in the alley. All my passions and thrills are just grist for the mills of Whiteman and Crosby and Valley.
And what do you write about, Mr. Harburg, when you run out of ideas?
Exactly what happened to me in the Follies. I ran out of ideas, so I wrote this. This is not a song. There's no waterfall or cottage small where love comes along. This is not a song. This is not a torch. No one breaks your heart or wants to part. No one does you wrong. This is not a song. Cabin in the cotton. What? No cabin in the cotton. Say, who the deuce wrote the word? Heaven in the moonlight. No heaven in the moonlight. No tea for two. No skies of blue pew. This is not a song. This is not a tune to learn to croon, so don't get me wrong. This is not a song.
And now we shall hear three more of the Follies numbers that are helping crowd the New York Winter Garden to the doors. The lyrics of all three are Mr. Harburg. The music of the first two is by Vernon Duke. The third is by Dana Swede. We begin with What Is There to Say with Jack Fulton as the soloist. Continue with I Like the Likes of You with Peggy Healy. And conclude with Moon About Town, sung by Ramona.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home and just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even take wedlock with you.
I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. I like your eyes of blue. I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. Oh dear, if I could only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean to say that I mean to say that I like the likes of you. Your looks soft, you're the look. Looks like I like the likes of you. Your program, you moon about town. Moon, be my escort and show me around. Where does one go? What does one do when one's alone? I'm asking you. Moon in the of millions of lives. Moon, is there someone else wasting your night? Tell him about me and my new gown. Moon, is there just a moon about town? Maybe somewhere in the city there's a welcoming committee of one. Throw your spotlight on some neighbor who is lonesome when his labor is done.
on moon. Through the windows of the plaza, where perhaps my lonely Casanova sits. For if we keep on the job, he may be sighted in the lobby of the Ritz. Shine on moon, through the windows of the after, where perhaps my lord and master wait for me. Maybe due to matrimony, he is all alone at Tony's sipping tea. Or if his wife's a dream, no, he's alone at the casino, sipping fast in hand. Mr. Moon, don't be contrary, come now, let us try the sherry Netherlands. Shine on moon. Tell him about me and my new gown. Moon in Bordeaux and you moon about.
For your family, for your guests, Kraft cheese spreads are just the thing. Kraft cheese spreads stimulate appetite, supply needed food elements found only in dairy products, and they are delicious. And here is why. Philadelphia brand cream cheese combined with real Spanish pimientos. That's what the Kraft pimento cream spread is. Philadelphia brand cream cheese and fresh Hawaiian pineapple. That's Kraft pineapple cream spread. And there are other equally tempting Kraft spreads. K, Old English, and Kraft Roquefort cream spreads. These Kraft cheese spreads are inexpensive, easily served. Just put any of them on crackers or on thin slices of bread or in salad. Appetizers, sandwiches, salads prepared with little effort, and yet it would be difficult to make a more perfect combination of cheese foods. All Kraft cheese spreads are now sold in the swankishly glass, a new, attractive, thin drinking glass you can use for any beverage over and over again. Tomorrow, ask your grocer to send you an assortment of the Kraft cheese spreads, or if you're already well acquainted with these delicious, wholesome foods, ask for your favorite. Just say Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, cheese spreads. You'll find they suit your taste to perfection.
Many people fail to realize, I think, just what a good orchestra this frightening crowd is. They rather go on the theory that if it's popular music, it must be easy to play, and that a dance band has no need to be any particular good. Many dance bands go on that theory also. As a matter of fact, Paul Whiteman's men could play with any first-class symphony orchestra. Most of them have done so at one time or another, until he lured them into sin with his fine clothes and his slick city ways. Paul himself was a symphony viola player until he went insane from it and started a dance band. Tonight, the orchestra is going to play selections from Bizet's Carmen. And although you shouldn't be, you will probably be surprised at the brilliance with which they play it. As an added attraction, inasmuch as this is a Spanish opera by a French composer played for an American audience, Bob Lawrence will sing the Toreador song in Italian. Thank you.
che mi sia caro, coi militar, tra far. Ed un toreador, ardar del faro, per piacere, ti hanno il sognar. Circo, e piene di festa, il circo in piedi. Il spettacolo, perdon la testa, il spettacolo, calo, calo, fida del culo. E chiamando, interrogando, gridando di un final sonor, perché la festa è del valor, e la festa è del valor. Andiamo, in guardia, andiamo, andiamo.
Program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you each week by the makers of Kraft Phoenix Cheese. We cordially invite you to be with us again next Thursday evening for another hour of entertainment from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the brilliant Whiteman Ensemble with Dean Taylor as Master of Ceremonies. Same station, same hour. Don't forget, next Thursday night. This is Howard Claney saying good night.
From Joe Palooka, who from Sunny. This is the National Broadcasting Company.